Today is Pastor Kim and Pastor Michelle's last day on our staff. This is a day that I have kind of dreaded, actually. I am super grateful for the investment that they've made in this community, for the gifts that they bring, especially for gifts that I don't have. So we will miss them sorely. I have many feelings about this. But in any case, we also want to take some time to offer thanks to God for them and to give testimony of the ways that God has worked through them in our lives. We have some people lined up to share. And so I'm going to sort of invite you one at a time to unmute and to do a bit of sharing. And then depending on how the time goes, we may open it up for a little bit, and then we'll give Pastors Kim and Michelle a chance to share a word with the congregation if they are inclined to. So not a forced thing, but if they'd like to. So first up, I'd like to invite Martin to go ahead and unmute, and you can go ahead and share. On deck is Thomas. So Thomas, you'll be up next after Martin.
Good morning, Redemption Church. It's a pleasure to be here before you today. Thank you for all the children. Welcome Joshua and Enoch to the Redemption family. At least first I'll say about Pastor Michelle. I will say the first time I met Pastor Michelle is she stood up in church and Pastor Barry was being introduced and I was like, where's Pastor Barry's wife? And then I'm seeing a lady from afar. And I was like, I don't think that's Pastor Barry's wife. I was expecting someone else. Then I say, oh, that's Pastor Michelle. Oh, but I would like to say that I have learned a lot from Pastor Michelle, boldness and her courage to share the gospel passionately and unashamedly and courageously is really inspiring. And her desire to also listen to people and understand where they're coming from. And to also explain herself clearly, giving people time to explain themselves and also to explain her view has really been inspiring. And I'm glad that we've had her in Redemption as God takes her to new places. We pray it's new heights, that God will open greater heights and greater doors for her. And we pray that she'll lead a charge of leading new people to Christ. I'd also like to say quickly also about Pastor Kim. I'm grateful to have worked under him. I'm grateful to have learned from him. One thing I would like to say that he's a hardworking man. I really appreciate his values. He's a hard work ethics. He also loves reading. I've really admired that about him. And he's very resourceful. So my prayer is as he goes forward that there are bigger doors for him out there. And I pray also for him that God will take him to greater heights and to do greater things. So for both our pastors, I just want to say my prayer, and I believe the prayer for the church is that God will take you to greater heights. That's our wish for all of you. So thank you.
Thanks, Martin. We're going to have Thomas up next. And then on deck will be Jono. So Jono, you're next after Thomas.
Hey there, everyone. I just wanted to share for Kim. Kim's, of course, been part of our church for a long time, and as long as I've been at church as well. And I think maybe the most remarkable quality of Kim is his servant leadership and his servanthood. That's been true before he was on staff here, and certainly in his time on staff, the way he served the church during the transition when we were still looking for lead pastor. And since. And I think other people will share about his work in family ministry and that kind of thing. But I think what a lot of people do not see is a great amount of work that Kim does behind the scenes. We'll see some of it when we're back in the church in terms of renovations and that kind of thing. But Kim also in the background, all those little things, those spreadsheets, those things that organize all those details. Kim is the one who's often doing that and making things happen and putting structure around the ministry of the church so that the rest of us can be more effective in the work of the church. And so I think that's a really important part that Kim plays and that I will miss. So thank you, Kim.
My name is Jono. real name Jonathan. I've been going to this church for 10 years or so, but often I'm holed up in the Sunday school room upstairs when we're there, or leaving church early to do nap times, dole out some snacks, or just because I'm kind of socially awkward. But here I am. So just one little kind of tidbit story about Kim that I kept thinking about. And so there's a place called Pioneer Pacific Camp, which is on Thetis Island. And it's they have 1 week a year where it's family camp. So families get together and do family stuff and get meals made and everything. And my family of four was there, and the whole of Team Bolt was there. And Kim, I saw, was reading a book with a super boring cover. I think it had a pot on it, and it had a title like The Christian Mystic's Unpublished Works, A Deep Dive, Volume 3, something like that. And I thought to myself, huh, and I didn't mention that I had a new Michael Crichton in my cabin that I was reading. But then a few days later, it was announced that Kim was going to be working at Redemption as a pastor. And I thought, oh, okay, that makes sense. I said, Kim, when I saw you reading that book, I thought, oh, he's reading this theology book for fun. But now I know you were, reading, you were preparing a sermon. He said, oh, no, I do read theology books for fun. And I was preparing a sermon, but not at that time. And so what sticks out for me about that is that Kim at Redemption has been doing what he's passionate about and what he would probably want to be doing anyway. And I've seen that passion the last year and a half. I've been working on I've been part of a couple committees about family ministry. And to see Kim's passion for it, the direction that he wanted things to go, it was just obvious that it was, I thought, this is someone who I want. I'm very confident steering the ship, as they say, of family ministry, and I'm ready to hitch my cart to his horse, as they also say. And so I was really pleased with the direction that family ministry was going. And so it's disappointing that that's ending, of course. And so what I think I can do is do something that Kim would never do, and that was, bathe in the healing balm of a sports metaphor. And in 1988, I was 7 years old. I barely remember it, but it happened. Wayne Gretzky got traded from the small market Edmonton Oilers to California. And a lot of people, there were a lot of emotions in the hockey community, maybe the Canadian community, sadness, frustration, anger. And those are kind of things that I've felt also. And the thing is about the Gretzky trade is that he never won another Stanley Cup. But the main thing is that when he left, and it's understood, and everybody who cares says the Gretzky trade opened up hockey to Southern California and other non-hockey markets. And I think Kim Bolt will be the same. Like, just like Wayne Gretzky, he's at his prime. He's passionate about his work. He's doing things people aren't doing. And wherever Kim goes, and whatever he ends up doing, I feel like it'll be more than he could do here. And so praise God for the work that Kim has done here and what he'll do later. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Janu. I appreciate your heartfelt affirmation of Kim and the hockey analogy. So very much appreciate that. We are going to have Trish up next, followed by Amara.
Good morning, everyone. I've been at Redemption in its various iterations since around 2006. And I'm to give testimony about Michelle this morning. And so I wanted to say I felt a real connection to Michelle the very first time that we met. And then she and Barry moved to Vancouver and Barry became our lead pastor. Since then, Michelle has been many things to me. She has been a mentor, a friend, and has welcomed me into her home as family. I have been very blessed to have someone like Michelle in my life who could see beneath the surface and uncover my potential to become more than I was. She has encouraged me, lifted me up, and made me feel like I can accomplish so much more than I thought possible at this point in my life. I'm saddened that she will no longer be a pastor at Redemption, but I'm so glad that God brought Michelle into my life. Thank you, Michelle, for being the loving, kind, creative, and welcoming person that God created you to be. May he richly bless you in whatever comes.
Thanks, Trish. Amara, you're on now, and you'll be followed by Karen Trotter.
Hi, everyone. My name is Amara, and I have known Michelle for quite a while now, since she first, when she arrived, I started to get to know her by just asking for prayer after Sunday service. And then I think we started to get along, and I wanted to be mentored by her. And I would meet with her weekly, and then I attended a Bible study with her in Barrie, and that was really wonderful. And then slowly, as I started to gain more confidence in myself, I wanted to do more things with Michelle. And so I attended a training, and we became, I don't know what's the correct word for it, but we created a discipleship group where we helped women's heal themselves through God's word. And that was very, very powerful. And that was the time where I started to get closer and closer to Michelle. And Michelle, at the beginning, was only a mentor for me, and she taught me so many things. And then slowly, as I got to know her more, she became a friend. And when my life wasn't going well with my family, she also became my community mom. I like to refer her as my community mom because she would talk to me still until now every single week for 2 hours about God, but also about random things in my life and in her life. And I felt so honored. And while I was thinking about what do I want to share today, I thought, oh, I really feel really sad. But then I thought, I don't really know what to share because I don't want her to be sad. So as soon as she shared her little part about the outreach for Easter, she was very joyful. And then the word celebration popped up. And I was like, yes, we need to celebrate what Michelle has done in this church and how much goodness she has been able to give to other people and just share the goodness of God through Alpha, through the different life group, discipleship group and things like that. And so I just wanted to say a big thank you to you, Michelle, for your hard work and your beautiful heart, and you're so, so powerful. And I think sometimes maybe you're scared to share words because preaching or sermons aren't your thing, but your dedication to still meet one-on-one and mentor people and see how they're doing is so, so powerful. And I just wanted to thank you for that. And on behalf of the whole church as well, thank you for bringing so much goodness in my life and for always bringing prayer as well, because and that's a huge thing to celebrate. Yes, we're so sad that you are leaving, but it's amazing how much goodness, and even for God's Grotto, or you're bringing joy to the community, not even just to our church community, but to the whole Kitsilano community. So that's something to celebrate. And I was really trying to think of a word or something to tell you as you move on to another chapter. And then I thought of green thumbs, and I was like, I don't really know how that is actually helpful or anything like that. But then I thought, actually, in the Bible, it says there's in Matthew 13, there's the parable of the mustard seed. And so I just want to read it to you. So it says, he told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. So it is the smallest of all seeds, yet it grows, and it is the largest. It is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree so that the birds come and perch in its branches. So, and that I want you to know that I think you have a very powerful Christian heart where God is leading you to plant seed and to meet other people and to continue your journey of talking to people in a way that you show them God's word. It's very simple because you embody God. And so you can just talk to them about different things. And so I don't, I hope that you will not be discouraged as you're leaving the church to stop your good work. I hope that you will be able to take on the goodness of God and continue to talk to people and have different conversation. And even this one day you were saying that you met someone, you went to a store and the store was closed and there was still someone there and you talked about God. So I really, really want to encourage you in that, Michelle, to keep planting seed and keep loving people and keep like just telling everyone the good news of God. And thank you again for being such an amazing person. And I hope that even though you're leaving the staff team, that you won't be leaving our friendship and anyone's friendship behind. And I hope that we can help and serve you and support you as well.
Thank you, Amara. We have Karen Trotter, and after Karen will be Chris.
Thank you. There's so much love pouring out that I want to add more about Kim, in that Kim and his family have just been such a steadfast member of our church, and it has gone through many iterations, many seasons, and there's so much of Kim's life that we haven't even seen because it was kind of before many of our times, because there's always so much coming and going in our church. But I know of them before I knew them personally. Sorry, I knew of them before I knew them personally. They were always a few steps ahead of us in the, you know, having kids and the next stages. And we've always been very appreciative of how generous they've been with their time and their resources and their sharing of themselves. Whenever we have a question about the next stage or the next step, Kim has always read or researched or, you know, experienced a lot of these things, I should say, Kim and Karen. And we really appreciate the way that they've been so generous with themselves and their time. And from the very beginning, it's all the ways that they've been involved in the church. They've been all in, you know, in every possible way you could probably have been involved at our church. The Bolt family has done it. And we had a joke in our life group where if we made an art installation, I should credit Susie Colby with saying this, but every glass that has been washed, every chair that has been moved, and you can list in any category of stuff, and you had an art installation of all these things the Bolts have touched in our church, you know, probably pretty much everything will have been moved or changed or loved or organized or, you know, just released to find their next full potential. And I feel like they've done that so in so many ways for so many of us. I believe God has gifted each one of you. I say this to the whole family because I feel like you come as a pack for our family anyway. For Kim, Karen, for Heidi, for Micah, for Amelia, Eliana, God has gifted each one of you so beautifully and so perfectly. And we want to release you to live out of in the gifts that God has given you, that they would grow in you, and that we would see you flourish wherever God takes you next. But we also want to encourage you to rest as a family. You have been working so hard for so long that before you can hear anything else, we really want to release you to be able to rest and have that replenishment that comes from God alone. So we will, it goes without saying that we will just really miss the whole group. Pastor Kim, thank you for the way that you've just been so personally engaged with adults and with children. Like, we get to see it personally in, with our family and all the other Redemption kids, the way you get down to their level and really reach each person where they're at. And that is a gift. Your presence is truly has your unhurried presence. You always have time to talk, ask how we're doing, and listen to our answer. That, thank you for giving the gift of yourself to our church family.
Thanks, Karen. Chris Felsman, and then Carol Lee.
All right. Well, I could ramble on, but I don't have time to ramble on. So I'm going to just share a little bit about Kim. I've enjoyed over the years having our theological discussions, debates, and sometimes being robust around them. I can't say too much about them because I can't remember any of them. I just remember that I won most of the debates, so I'm good with that. That's enough for me. And as somebody who needs resources, sometimes whenever I need a resource, it's always Kim. Oh, got to ask Kim, do you got any resources on this or that? And it's never just one or two. It's a huge list, including books, articles, all kinds of stuff. So Kim, I will continue to ask you for those resources, no matter where you are, because you're such a valuable person to help us with finding resources on. I don't think you were ever had, we're drawing a blank. Anything I asked you, you always had resources on every topic, which was fantastic. I thank you so much for that. More on a personal note, 3 years ago, I preached at the church, and Kim prepared me to preach a sermon, which I don't preach very much. And just his attention to detail and the amount of work he made me do was really, really good. So I had to prepare, have the sermon written out by Wednesday, send it to him, and then I had to preach it on the Wednesday to him and Maria, and there was somebody else there, I can't remember who it was, and there was like an evaluation form and then feedback and all of this to prepare. And then, you know, I preached on the Sunday, and then it wasn't done then. Then afterwards, we went for lunch, which was awesome if we would have just gone for lunch, but he followed up, and he asked questions and gave feedback and asked me how I felt. And I felt so well supported in that whole process. And I knew that Kim would make me, or anyone who would have the opportunity to work with him, be a better preacher. And that is just a huge gift, Kim, just a huge gift to me and to the gifting that you have. I felt so blessed and well supported in your giftings, and you totally served me and helped me to prepare, and you, just the detail and the thoroughness is much appreciated. So thank you so much for that. So much has already been said. I agree with all the other things that have been said with Sunday school, your servant heart, all of those things. So thank you for the blessing that you are, that you've been to our church and to me personally. So thank you very much. I could say stuff about all the kids too as well. I love you guys and the interactions that we've had, whether it's been Sunday school or doing other activities. So bless you and the family as you continue on your journey. I agree, especially with Karen, what she was saying, just having a season of rest. Thankful that you're going to have that opportunity as well. So bless you, Kim, and family.
Thanks, Chris. Carol Lee.
Michelle, Holy Spirit fire. Some things that make Michelle stand out in my mind are her huge welcoming smile, her unreserved praise of God, and her laugh that fills the room with childlike joy. She knows who she believes in and gladly shares her beliefs with others. She's unshaken by circumstances, and her faith in the Lord is obvious to those all around her. She's a woman of prayer and a mighty prayer warrior. She and Barry have exemplified their love of prayer in our church. She's used this to shore up old and start new prayer initiatives in our church. By starting the inner healing ministry, she has enabled a small group of us to learn how to minister to old wounds in ourselves and others. But more than that, she's made a point of checking in with people to see how they're doing and walking alongside them and bringing them out of hopelessness into healing. I've seen huge changes in the lives of people in our church through her love and her care. She has a mother's heart and loves unconditionally, and the tenacity of a Jack Russell. She holds on to God in prayer and won't let go until she gets an answer. She's like the widow who got the unjust judge to decide in her favor just so she would stop bugging him. But I think the thing that I love most about Michelle is she listens without judgment and has an innate ability to sum up your hurts and frustrations. She gives you permission to feel what you're feeling and does not sugarcoat it or put a prayer band-aid on it because it's a broken leg. She trusts God will bring people through their present crisis, and she knows her God is good, and she's walked with him for so many years that she knows he'll answer. That in itself builds up our collective faith. She keeps things uncomplicated. Keep it simple, saints. Thank you, Michelle, for your mother's love to our congregation. Also, thank you for not choosing to be offended by our having to let you go. You've chosen instead to tie up loose ends in your ministries, and you've tried to pass them on to capable hands. You have held loosely what God has entrusted you with, knowing it's his work, and you trust him to complete it. That, again, is an example of your faith and your knowledge that he is the one who works all things for good. Thank you, mighty woman of faith, for this. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
Amen. We could go a while on this, and maybe we will intentionally go a little longer, but I'm just going to tell you right now, there's no way to allow, for us to be able to stay until everybody has had their say. We did want to open it up for kind of a more of an open mic time. Let me encourage you to use the Padlets. So Sarah was kind enough to put the links in the chat. This is where your comments are not going to get lost. You just click on the link, you click on the little plus sign, and you can type your message. You can upload photos or video. You can upload a drawing, if you're a budding young artist, or maybe not so young. And what we want to do with these Padlets, among other things, I mean, obviously, Kim and Michelle can have the digital version, but we'd like to print a keepsake for them. So we'll keep the Padlets open for a week beyond today's meeting, and you'll have a chance to do that there as well. I see that Stephen and Laura Lee have asked to be able to share, and then Josh Wilhelm, you would be on deck.
Hi, Redemption. We just wanted to share about Kim and the Bolt family and the impact that they've had on our lives. As I'm thinking about them, the phrase that comes to mind, or the thing that comes to mind, is family ministry. But I see this as a part of who you are as a family and what you do as a family well before it was a paid position. Kim and Karen, you have opened your home and your lives to many people and have welcomed others into your family. When I was single, you invited me to live with you, and I still cherish those months. You invited me into your family, and I was incredibly blessed by that. In living with you, I was impressed by the way that you both communicate as a couple, the way you make decisions, the way you can talk through disagreements while still honoring and respecting one another. Whether you saw it that way or not, I feel like it was a type of everyday discipleship to be able to see and learn from you. Since your own families are not in Vancouver, you often opened your home to others for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter meals. You ministered to singles, couples, and families by allowing others to be part of your family. Your own kids have ministered to families too by taking care of Redemption's kids during church membership meetings, long church membership meetings, so that the parents could both be present. I want to thank you for welcoming others into your family, for welcoming others into this church community, for reflecting God's heart in extending his invitation to others. And my prayer is that you will receive that same kind of welcome wherever you go, and that you will know that you have left a lasting impact on many people in this community. So I thank you for that.
And I just wanted to piggyback on, like, I have good memories of dropping off the kids. I mean, I think it was Kim, you were like the toddler group responsible person back at the forestry building. And I was like, this guy's way overqualified to be taking care of the toddlers. And obviously you graduated to the 5 to 10s, I think, and obviously the church adults, and if you call it graduated, but I think Thomas mentioned it already. Like, for me, the phrase when I think of you is servant leaders. And I think Chris mentioned you're also the countless book recommendations and topical advice on various issues, and we benefited from what Karen mentioned as well. But your humility and heart for your family and the church is incredible. Kim, you're deeply thoughtful about the Christian life. I love your heart, and you're passionate about right living as a disciple of Jesus that we can all follow and take into account and try to emulate. And Karen, you've been, I know this is about Kim, but Karen's also part of the package. You've been a whirlwind of practical service at the church. Like, we heard about all the dishes washed and things in the background, but also in your home. I remember really, like, stands out to me, the leadership group that Tim led, where we were in your home every week, I think, and just so many meals and meetings in your home. And obviously your home's not very big, and there's a lot of people that have been welcomed into that space. So again, yeah, you and your family, Kim, are examples of servant leaders. You've always been an integral part of the church, a great example of being disciples of Jesus, and we respect and love you deeply.
Thank you. Take it away, Josh.
Thanks, Barry. Kim, I've told you this before, but it's good to say it in the presence of sort of everybody here. But yeah, your presence at Redemption Church has been really one of the most tangible confirmations that Redemption was the church that Katrina and I were to attend when we were here in Vancouver. And a little bit of backstory to that, but when we moved here about 6 years ago from Ontario, you know, everybody asked us, how can we pray for you? And we told basically everyone, pray for a church. You know, we thought, and, you know, I would advise you to do that, because if anyone ever finds themselves moving and, you know, folks ask you what to pray for, say church, because it's so important. And we've really been so blessed by Redemption broadly over the years, for sure. But when we first got to Vancouver on our very first day, there's two people I had in the back of my mind to meet, and one of them was the Regent bookstore manager. And I had been told before moving here, I could see Heidi sort of jumping already, because she's in the story a bit. I'll keep it really short, but I had sold theology books in Ontario before, and somebody said, hey, Regent's got this great bookstore, you should call the manager and try and get a job. And I didn't want to do that because it seemed a little too weird and upfront. But I did have it in mind. I wanted to meet this guy. And anyways, after our first Sunday morning at Redemption, I was outside chatting to someone, and I was sort of explaining who we were. And then at that time, sort of little girl, not anymore. Heidi walked by and said, hey, my dad works at Regent. Oh, what does he do? He's the bookstore manager. I said, I'm like, don't let your dad out of here without talking to me. Because it was, just incredible that we were meeting him on our very first day in the city, really, and it was at Redemption. The story kind of goes on a little more than that. Kim eventually hired me at the bookstore, and then when he came on at Redemption, I was asked to step into his shoes at the bookstore. And what I've always told people is that was just a sort of doubly satisfying thing, because on the one hand, I got to, you know, work in a sort of enlarged capacity at the store, but on the other hand, I had the opportunity to free Kim up to serve at Redemption. And I got to see sort of both sides of it. And I realize now, looking back, it looks like I'm in some sort of strange Kim Bolt fan club, and I've just tried to sort of follow him along everywhere and sort of emulate him. But you know, that wasn't the sort of explicit intention, but I'm grateful to have lived and served alongside you for these few years, Kim. And yeah, I'm so thankful for your friendship and your thoughtfulness and example and yeah, all your service at the church. And Karen and the kids too. Yeah, so grateful for your example. You guys are among the like Redemption All-Star families, I would say. And yeah, just terrific folks. And I just, yeah, I'll close by echoing Jono's Gretzky analogy. That's terrific. And I'm genuinely hopeful for you, Kim, and in what's next for you. So looking forward to seeing how the Lord leads you guys. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Josh. To round out this time, we're going to go over to the Ponzo family. And then I'm going to invite Monica and, well, actually, I'm going to invite Kim and Michelle to share if they'd like to, and then invite Monica and Laura to pray. So,
thank you. We're going to keep it short and sweet. Michelle, we're so grateful to have you in our lives. Just a quick thing. When we first moved to Vancouver, we were praying for church and we found ourselves at Redemption. I think the first Sunday when Michelle and Anna met, they quickly found out that Michelle's daughter actually went to the same university as Anna, and that they knew each other. So that was, it was just out of the blue. And since then, Pastor Barry and Michelle have become our Vancouver family. And we spent a lot of time together before the pandemic hit. So it's been very sad that we haven't been able to spend as much time as we normally did. But Michelle, you've been like a mom to us in Vancouver, and we really appreciate that. You always reach out, you call to see how we're doing. And working with you with the life groups has been amazing. You know, we see how much you love the Lord and you do all for the Lord. And it's really, we really appreciate seeing that. And we want to also emulate that. So yeah, you've led really well with the life groups. We really appreciated that. And we just appreciate your friendship to us. We know you're not leaving Vancouver, which is great, because we'd be double sad if that was the case. But you know, it's sad to see you leave the staff. We pray that God would bring in something new to you. We're looking forward to staying in touch. And we just want to say thank you so much for all that you've done for us, the Ponzos. We'll greatly miss your leadership as well. And one last thing, Michelle's very bold with sharing about her faith. I haven't met many people like that, like Michelle. So keep doing that, and I hope to be more and more like that as well when it comes to share my faith. So thank you.
Thanks, Pastor Michelle. We'll miss you as your leadership, like Enoch said. He said most of the things I would have said, but you're a big part of how the first time that Vancouver started to feel like home for me was when I met you and when we met Pastor Barry, and you guys became a huge part of our lives, and I'm sure we'll continue to do so. Thanks.
Thank you.
Amen. Before we pray for Kim and Michelle, I want to invite them to share anything that they want to share with the congregation. So Kim, you would be up first, and then Michelle. You may decline without dishonor, but I did want to make a little bit of space for you to be able to say what's on your heart. Kim, over to you.
Well, I just want to say this is overwhelming, and I'll keep it simple. We're just grateful. So we're grateful for welcoming us here 22 years ago. We're grateful this has been a place where we could serve. That we were able to give our gifts here, and that that's what human beings need to flourish. And so thank you for giving us a place to serve. But that's also not all we need to flourish. We need to be served as well. And you've been that for us. You've been that community that surrounded us and has spoken into our lives, gifted from material gifts to encouragement, to mentoring, to discernment and inner healing. I mean, the list is so long. So thank you for the ways in which you've not only welcomed us, you've not only given us a place to serve, but you've served us. And we're both grateful and honored and full of gratitude. So So thank you for your patience, your love, your kindness, and for giving us a home. You know, as most of you know, we live apart in Vancouver from our families, which are based here in Edmonton, and Redemption has been our spiritual and community home. And we love you very much. We'll miss you very much. And so we leave with some sadness.
Thanks, Kim. Michelle?
Like Kim said, it's overwhelming, amazing to hear, whether it's 22 years or almost 3 years, that Redemption, you are a church body that is receptive, loving, and I'm amazed just by the stories. God is so good, and I'm just thankful to have been able to minister for the time that I did, and I am excited to see what God has next for all of us. I'm saddened. 22 years is a long time to lose Kim. If I can say anything that's hard, that is what's hard. But God is so good and he's so amazing. And you all have walked it with us these past few moments. And so onward and upward, right? We're revitalizing. And it's not just the church. Like out there, it's us, our hearts, our minds. We're giving God access to all of who we are. And I'm just so grateful for each and every one of you, each and every one of you. I'm so amazed at what God is doing. And so thank you. Thank you for your words. The green thumb thing, you guys know that is hilarious. I kill everything. Black thumb, no, kill everything. And so then yet, here's God talking and making that a lie now. I'm like, okay, God, you're good. So yes, yes. Wow, I'm amazed. And I thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness to God and loving us. You guys are beautiful and amazing. I'm so, it's just a privilege to walk with you. That's it.
All right. I'm going to invite our elders to come and pray for Kim and Michelle, to pray for God's blessing on them, to pray for God's leading of them. I'm going to just read one verse. I actually put this in my Padlet note to Kim. It's from Hebrews 6:10. It says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. And, you know, I don't know all that the future holds, but here's what I believe. Pastor is not so much a job in a church or in a particular ministry. It's a calling that God puts on a person's heart that they do. And, you know, somebody was pointing out earlier, Kim was serving and investing in people and in this church long before he joined the staff, because that's one of the signs. I know Michelle will continue after designated time of rest to continue to be the person that she is, to be a shepherd. And I've got a card in my wallet that says I'm commissioned by the POC to be a pastor, but it's not the card that causes that to happen. It's a calling, right? I'm going to invite Laura and then Monica to pray. So Monica, you'll bring us home, and then we'll continue on with our worship. If you haven't already done so, you know, we'll keep the Padlets open for a week. If you have old memories, photos or video from a while back, that's exactly the kind of thing that would be awesome to upload along with your words of affirmation blessing. So thank you.
God, in this time, we give you glory. We raise our hands and our hearts to you, our good God. We give you glory for the things you have done. We give you glory for the testimonies that have been shared, for the ways that you have and are shaping both Michelle and Kim, for the vocations you've given both of them, for the calling you've given each of them. God, we praise you and thank you for Michelle's audacity, her boldness. We thank you and we shout amen along with her. And glory to you, God. God, we thank you for the gift you have given Kim. We thank you for the ways that he calls us into understanding you more fully. We praise you for his soft heart and the ways that he demonstrates that to us. We praise you, God, for Amelia. We praise you, God, for Micah. We praise you for Eliana. We praise you for Heidi and each of them and the pieces of yourself that we see in them and for the pieces of their parents that we see in them as well. God, we praise you for Karen and the beautiful whirlwind that she is. We praise you, God. We praise you and thank you for what is next. We thank you for what you have for Michelle next, for this time of pause and reboot, whatever that means. We thank you. God, we thank you for this time for Kim to rest. Take a deep breath to allow you to speak. We thank you. And God, we ask that you would speak clearly to the Bolt family about what is next, to Michelle, about what you have for her in this moment, to Kim, for the beautiful and wonderful works that you have in store for him, including the work of rest and the work of restoration and of being as a family. We thank you for that time as well. So to God be the glory forever and ever. Amen. On to you, Monica.
I'm feeling all the feels this morning. Hasn't God been so good to us to bless us with these two people for so long? Well, Kim for so long and Michelle for a short time. I've known Kim and family since he first came to the church as an intern. And his preaching was way different then than it is now. Let me tell you, God has been so good and brought him along. It's amazing. And I've known Michelle knew her even a bit before when she first came, like before she was pastor and stuff here. So I've known her from the beginning as well. And with all the testimonies and everything, I'm just feeling so grateful to God. So blessed, family. We've been so blessed by God to have these two. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to pray for Pastor Michelle. Join me. Father God, we give you thanks and praise for Pastor Michelle because we have seen her faith in Christ Jesus. and the love she has for all of us here at Redemption and beyond. You've blessed us with a beautiful gift in Michelle, and we are grateful. We ask that all the seeds that she has sown and will sow here would continue to germinate and bear fruit, Lord. We are sad to lose her in an official capacity here at Redemption, but we're grateful for her continued presence among us. And God, knowing your faithfulness and goodness, we are excited about what you have in store for her. Praying with Paul in Colossians, we ask you, Lord, to fill Michelle with the knowledge of your will through wisdom and discernment. We pray that she will continue to live a life worthy of you, Lord, and that she would please you in every way, bearing fruit in every good work that she does, growing in the knowledge of you, Jesus, and being strengthened with all power according to your glorious might. Please give Michelle great endurance and patience. We also ask, God, that you would bless Michelle with a period of rest so that she can dream your dreams for the future. Let this time of refreshing be a rich season of intimacy with you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Michelle's enthusiasm and passion for you, which we've heard so much about this morning. She loves and follows you wholeheartedly, and she calls us all to do the same. What a legacy. We give you glory, Lord, for her service to us and a life well lived. Bless her now, God, with your peace, your joy, and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord God, we uphold Pastors Kim and Michelle. We are thankful for the gift that they are to us. And the gift that they will continue to be in all the places that you put them. Pour out your love on them in this season. And I pray that they would hear your voice of affirmation and blessing, that they would feel the presence of your spirit and the renewing of both their souls and their hope. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.